You know, I was just reading about Tether, the company behind USDT, and it's honestly a bit mind-boggling. They're quietly sitting on roughly 97,141 Bitcoin. If they were a public company, that multi-billion dollar stash would instantly make them the second largest corporate Bitcoin holder out there.
Exactly. And that's where it gets really interesting from a structural standpoint. Unlike public giants like MicroStrategy or Tesla, Tether operates completely off the radar. There's no stock ticker, no quarterly earnings calls, and absolutely no traditional market mechanism to price those assets.
It's like a massive financial blind spot, right? You've got this strategically managed Bitcoin treasury just existing outside of conventional price discovery. It's wild to think about how much capital is floating around without a public price tag.
That's precisely the point. Their Bitcoin accumulation isn't just speculation, it's a deliberate strategic pivot. They're moving away from traditional financial instruments and parking hard assets to fortify their balance sheet against market volatility. It's a long-term reserve play.
And because they're private, they get to do all of this without the constant microscope of investors, analysts, and regulators watching their every move. It must be such a relief for their leadership team to operate with that kind of freedom.
It definitely gives them a massive structural advantage. They face zero daily pressure to justify their holdings or get forced into panic selling during bear markets. That autonomy allows for incredibly patient, long-term asset management that public companies simply can't replicate.
But you have to wonder, how does this unpriced treasury actually affect the rest of us? For everyday investors and the broader market, it raises some pretty serious questions about underlying market dynamics.
Valid concern. Given Tether's central role in daily crypto trading volume and liquidity, any strategic tweak they make to those Bitcoin holdings could send shockwaves across exchanges, lending platforms, and the entire stablecoin ecosystem.
So, without a public stock to track, we're basically left playing detective. We have to rely on on-chain data and regulatory filings just to guess what they're doing next. It's a bit of a black box, isn't it?
It is, but it also highlights a much bigger trend. Tether's Bitcoin vault really underscores a fundamental evolution in corporate finance. We're watching digital assets transition from experimental side hustles to core, strategically managed reserves.
It's a stark contrast, really. Public companies are trapped by immediate market pricing and shareholder pressure, while private entities like Tether can quietly build massive digital treasuries in relative opacity.
Precisely. And as the crypto market continues to mature, those private reserves are going to increasingly shape our financial landscapes. They're operating as powerful, unpriced forces that will quietly dictate global market movements for years to come.